Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So the issue is the faith that obeys, not the faith that wins every short-term battle. And we often forget that. And then when in this fallen world, when real persecution comes, or we actually lose, are eaten by the lions, or our heads cut off. You know, Peter was spared out of jail, but, you know, James was killed the night before. We wonder, where is God? And he's the same place he's always been. He said, I told you this is what it's like. Believe me.
And the idea of, even, you know, in Hebrews, was it in Hebrews, I think it says, where the world was not worthy of them. But you think about what they did endure. You know, Larry, it can strike terror in the hearts of so many of us who've known safety for so long. Give a word of perspective there. The call is to think long for sure, but it sure is tempting to want to cover your head and hunker down.
Yeah, well, I think part of the problem is that we forget God gives dying grace to dying men. And so we look, you know, we can always handle today. In fact, whenever I find people that are in a panic zone or hyper worried, they're worried about where things are going. They know that today might be tough, but somehow they're able to endure it. And what we forget is when we look down the road, we're wondering, how could I endure this in terms of who I am right now? And the answer is you can't. But when that comes, like manna, every single day's strength, mercy, and grace will show up on your doorstep. And we never get to store it up and put it in the garage so we can go and look and know things will be okay. I'm all prepped. It's a just-in-time delivery system. And to me, that's the greatest principle that people forget, Christians who should know better forget, that God does not give us storehouses of grace ahead of time. He delivers it out day by day. There's no trial, no testing, no temptation that is greater than we can take. But when I look forward to it in terms of the strength I have right now at this moment, I can't imagine it. And I'm old enough to have gone through a couple of situations in life that way, where if you told me a year ahead it was coming, I would have gone, oh, there's no way my wife and I can handle this. And yet when it came, we were able each day to make it through.
And you're still standing. You're still standing.
Yeah, on the backside. He was as faithful as he said he'd be.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.